right, here we go. Last night, Matt and I did a preview of the games, but unfortunately, we lost the video feed or whatever happened. So I'm doing a quick preview of the games here today. This weekend, it's Super Wild Card Weekend. Obviously, a lot to dissect in a very short time here, so let's get to it. The first matchup of this Super Wild Card Weekend will take place this afternoon: Browns and Texans. How is this matchup going to go? CJ Stroud and their head coach. You know, a lot to look at. D'Amico Ryans, a lot to look at. You know, how good, you know, this is their first postseason. Not a lot of expectations. They came in this season, they just wanted to do well. Here they are, they're in the postseason. Browns, obviously, they've been really good this year, but here's what's strange about them. Joe Flacco on November 1st had no job. He was sitting at home taking care of his kids and his wife. And here he is now playing at a level he hasn't played in about a decade. And he has a legit chance to do some stuff in this postseason. So it'll be very interesting to see. It'll be very interesting to look at and figure it out. But this is going to be an interesting matchup here. These two teams, obviously, have a lot to look forward to here, potentially in the good future. Obviously, for the Browns, they had Deshaun Watson. This would be his reunion game back in Houston. But unfortunately, he suffered a shoulder injury that ended his season. So, obviously, it is what it is. This should be an interesting matchup, but these two teams met about three or four weeks ago, and the Browns basically smoked them. Will things be different this time? Probably because CJ Stroud didn't play in that matchup. So, I mean, obviously, if CJ Stroud is in this matchup, then obviously there's a legit chance that they can contend for the victory. Most people think they can win this game. There's a possibility. I say there's a possibility, but I doubt it. Just because Cleveland's defense is really good. Cleveland looks like a team that can threaten the Ravens. And you're looking at the fact that you're threatening the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens, a championship caliber team. You know, Ravens are a championship caliber team here, and obviously you're trying to go and try winning this championship. You know, but I think at the end of the day, I'm going to go with the Browns just because there's more experience. The veteran, I mean, yeah, in this round, it doesn't matter about experience, but CJ Stroud, this is his first postseason game. And obviously, you know, it's a different environment, it's a different deal. So I'm going to go with the experience, and I'm going to go with the Browns. And the final score, well, Matt had a final score. Let's see. His final score was 27-20. I'm going to say, I might have changed my score up. I'm going to say 30-24. All right, we're going to move on to tonight's game. And what did Miami do to deserve this? Well, actually, I'm going to go 34-17. No, I'm fine. I'm going 30-24 for that first matchup. I mean, what did the Dolphins do deserve this? A few weeks ago, they were leading the division by two games and seemed like they were going to be home free. Then they lost the division the last 2 weeks. And then here they are playing in Kansas City. It's not bad. No big problem. Kansas City, you know, Tyreek Hill can't wait to go back. He wanted to go back. These two teams met, but they didn't play in Kansas City. They played in Germany back in November. But here's a problem. the weather tonight. When this game is played, when this game might be finished, it might be the third coldest game ever in the history of the National Football League. Think about that. Think about this. So, the temperature is supposed to be 5 below at kickoff, and the wind chill could be 30 below. Think about it, 30 below. That's going to be a mess. And Miami's not prepared for that. They're not prepared for a game like that. They're not prepared. And, you know, this could be interesting. You know, I think running the ball is going to be the most important thing. Isaiah Pacheco, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he performs and how he does, because they're going to need him a lot in this game. But when you look at this matchup, I just think that there's just a lot to desire, you know. Of course, Taylor Swift will be in this game all cool, comfed up, you know, very warm suite. I mean, probably a sauna. They're going to make sure she'll be all right. But this is going to be a crazy deal, you know, very crazy. But I'm going to go with Kansas City in a close one. These two teams met in Germany, and it was actually a close game. You know, it really wasn't close. It was 21-14, but Kansas City was in control the full time. I think they'll be in control again. I will go with them at the final score. Sorry for yawning. 20-14. So we move on to tomorrow, the Sunday games, and obviously Pittsburgh and Buffalo. And Pittsburgh, they have to listen to reason. They played the Colts a couple weeks ago, and their season basically was done. Mike Tomlin was going to have a losing record, and they were going to miss the postseason. Well, they listened. Well, you have to listen to your fan base. And problem is, sometimes people don't listen to their fan base. They think they know better than we do. So guess what? They listened to their fan base. They went from Trubisky to Mason Rudolph. And voila, they won their last three games. Mike Tomlin eventually, once again, has a winning record. And somehow the Steelers are in the postseason. So, like I said, listen to your fan base. If they know something's wrong and they can believe it's going to get fixed, and they know what can be fixed, listen to them. And that's exactly what happened here. So, they're in the postseason, but they have to play the Buffalo Bills, who also, at one point, were struggling. They were 6-6. They lost to the Eagles in a hell of a battle that really they should have won, and easily, and they lost. But after that game, they had a bye, and after that, they've been unbeaten since. They've won their last five. They went from 11th in the conference to second. They're the AFC's champs, and we'll see what happens here in this matchup, you know. But like I said, the only way the Bills lose this game is if Josh Allen beats himself. If he turns the ball over, he still leads the NFL this year in turnovers in the red zone. That's still a concern. But at least they have a legit chance to win, they have a chance to contend. But it will be interesting. It will be an interesting matchup. But I'm going to go with Buffalo because, like I said, Pittsburgh doesn't have T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt is very important, maybe the most important player in the league to a team. He is 1-10. The Steelers are 1-10 without him this year. They're 1-10 without him this year. I mean, not this year, but in his career since 2017. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. But I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think it's going to be... I'm going to go 34-17. I'm going to go 34-17 in that matchup. So now we move on to the NFC. And that should be very interesting. The NFC, boy, I'm telling you. A lot of storylines here. And we'll start with the big one here. Green Bay playing with house money with Jordan Love, who's ahead of schedule compared to his the last two quarterbacks that were here, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and he goes on to play the Dallas Cowboys. And how about the Cowboys? I mean, they should be the happiest group in the business. They made the they basically was given the NFC East from the Eagles. They're almost guaranteed two playoff games. If they win, they'll get another one, and they have a legit chance to get to the NFC Championship for the first time in nearly three decades. But is it going to happen this year? Is things going to be different? I mean, who knows? But Mike McCarthy has all the pressure on him. You know, Mike McCarthy has all the pressure on him because number one, he's playing his old team in the building they won the Super Bowl at with his old team. And obviously, playing his old team here and all this, there's a lot of question marks. I mean, Cowboy fans can be excited, but they're not going to be happy if they don't win this game. In fact, if they don't win this game, there's going to be hell to pay. There's going to be lots of hell to pay for Mike, especially for Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy going into 2024 next season in a contract year. If he loses this game, Jerry Jones has all the right within his contract to let him go because of the fact that he would be a lame duck coach going into 2024. And especially if the Eagles beat Tampa Bay, Eagles move on and the Cowboys don't. Yeah, they'll be really butthurt. There'll be hell. There's going to be problems. And I won't have to worry. I'll be smiling my ass off. But in all reality. But here's the deal. Matt thinks this is going to be a blowout because Green Bay's defense isn't the best. I mean, they weren't really good at one point. But obviously, they've turned it around to a point where Jordan Love has really played really well in the second half. He threw the second most touchdown passes of the season, 32, behind Dak Prescott, 36. So he can throw the ball just as good as anybody else. And it's going to be interesting. But Matt thinks this is going to be a blowout. He doesn't think that they have a chance, that Green Bay doesn't have a chance. I disagree. I think they have a legit chance. Do they win? Probably not because of the experience in Dallas being at home and hard to beat. But I think this is going to be a shootout. This is going to be a old-fashioned shootout. I think Dallas will hold on and win 34-37. But it's going to be a shootout. All right. We're going to go to another reunion game. And Matt Stafford did so much for the Detroit Lions. He played their 12 seasons. they're statistically their greatest quarterback ever. But unfortunately, they did everything but win him a postseason game or even get close to it. So they had to let him go, or he traded or whatever. They traded him to LA. And in his first year there, he won a championship. In that same trade, they brought in Jared Goff, who also played in LA, but played in the Super Bowl, but did not get the result, and they had to get rid of him. So this trade happened in 2021. It's obvious that when looking back on it, it is a successful trade because both quarterbacks have passed it. So we'll see what happens here. But now these two teams meet. This is the first time Stafford's returned to Detroit since he was traded. But it'll be interesting. For Detroit, you know, this has been a hell of a year. Their first postseason, first division title, first postseason game since 93. First postseason game in this building, Ford Field. So, it's a lot to look at. But the thing is, it's the emotion. This fan base, they have to, you know, this could be interesting. Because remember, Detroit is not used to being in this position. They're not used to contending for in the postseason and all that. They're not used to it. So this is a very critical matchup for them. So obviously, we'll see what happens here. We'll obviously see what happens here in this matchup. But like I said, the emotions are going to be something Detroit struggles with for a while. I think Detroit's going to struggle originally. They're going to struggle early. But I do think that, they'll get it together in the late, in the second half of the game, and they'll take over, and they'll take off. So I'm gonna go with Detroit in a battle, and the final score 34-24. And then the last game is the Eagles and the Bucks. Yeah, but like I said, we'll see what happens here. Still, you know, like I said, it'll be interesting. The Eagles, it's been bad. Their defense has been terrible. Their offense has been inconsistent. Things have just not looked good for the Eagles the last several weeks of this season. They've lost 5 of the last 6. And, you know, but things can, but they couldn't have gotten a better situation for the postseason. They get a Monday night game where they'll know where they stand regardless. Two, their opponent is the weakest opponent they can get, and that's Tampa. Tampa isn't playing good either. They've had their share of struggles the last few weeks. They really shouldn't be in this postseason with their division. But obviously, we'll see what happens in this matchup. I think that, you know, this matchup is going to be interesting because it's all about if the Eagles can dominate, can run the ball. In the first matchup, the Eagles outgained Tampa. This was probably the most dominant win of the year, shockingly. They outgained by almost 300 yards, and they ran the ball over 200 of those yards. And what's his name? DeAndre Swift had nearly 150 of those yards. So they're capable of doing it. They just have to do it. They just have to freaking do it. And I think they can, but will they? Because it's a lot on the line here, you know? Rumors all week have had Nick Sirianni on the hot seat if they don't win this game. You know, they have him on the hot seat. That'd be a big deal, you know? That'd be interesting if they pull the plug on him. If they don't win this game, or if they don't even look good in this game, which we all know it's possible because the way things have been the last several weeks. But obviously we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a battle, but I just think that if they can find a way to be that Eagles team of the past, if they can actually be that team that they were earlier in the year, if somehow this week they played week 3 on a Monday night, ironically against this team in Tampa, shows up, I feel like they can get this act, they can get their ass together, and they can win this game, and I feel like they will. I mean, this is the postseason, and you don't want to look bad going into it or whatever. So I'm gonna say that, you know, I'm gonna say that they pull it together. Matt also believes that they will win this game 26-20. I think his prediction was 26-20. Yeah, 33-19 Detroit. But I think the Eagles will win, but it won't be easy. I think I think Tampa's gonna show up. They're at home. Some of the weaknesses is going to show up, and I think it's going to be interesting. So but I'm going to go with the Eagles winning 27-22. 27-22 is my result. So that's all we have for Super Wild Card Weekend, an abbreviated emergency pick edition because of what happened last night. We put an hour together. It was a great hour, but then it all went to hell because of malfunction. But there's no malfunction here. I got the record. Everything's right. Join us for the look back on Wednesday when we look back on this Eagles game and the rest of the postseason. And like I said, a lot to desire going into the divisional round next week. But we're in Super Wild Card Weekend, and that's all we have. Thanks for joining.